Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And David Branvik is a filmmaker. He grew up in Bemidji. His production company, Thinker Feeler, produces a lot of high-quality content. Clients are big, like Coca-Cola and Hershey and Honda and TBS, TNT. He's got all kinds of big clients. He just received his first Emmy for a short film in honor of International Women's Day. We're going to listen to this short film. It's just over 2 minutes. And then I'll be talking with David about the project and about his company and about his journey as a filmmaker. Here is this short film that I think you're going to totally dig.
I love sci-fi and fantasy. I looked so hard for the female characters in those stories, and so often, they're very hard to find at all. Taking She-Ra and the Princesses of Power into today's era was a dream project for me. It's just like a really cool show.
I love Scorpia. She's not afraid to show her inner feelings. She wants to like cut her hair short.
Yeah.
She's also insanely bubbly.
I didn't grow up with cartoons about a girl doing things in the world. It was about a guy and the girls who loved him.
Watching She-Ra, it was really powerful to see that women were actually the heroes.
So it's important to remind and show kids that no matter what you look like, yeah, there's a place for every one of you.
It's so cool to have so many different looking princesses.
I like how it's just not boys being super strong.
The cast should be as diverse as real life, as the world is.
I feel like because I'm not like a stick, like all the cartoons and most shows, She-Ra inspires me to be like more confident in myself.
Yeah. When I watch it, it just makes me like, I want to be brave too.
To see yourself on screen is to have someone say to you, your dreams are possible.
It's time for us to be able to be at the helm of our own stories and to also not be shy of our power.
It's super important for girls to see characters like Bo, to let them know that males are out there supporting them.
Holy mackerel.
Because things are changing, guys. I don't know if you know that, but it's a really exciting time.
Princess of Power.
Everything is power. Princess of Power. It's just, like, good to listen to, actually.
I hope that our show inspires kids to be anything that they want to be.
This world is a place where all of them can be empowered to fight their own battles and fight the good fight. And that's what this show is all about.
That was just just over a two-minute film created by Thinker Feeler Productions, David Branvik's production company. He grew up in Bemidji. He's on the phone with me right now. Good morning, David. Thanks for making time to chat today.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So you've got little girls.
I do. I have three daughters.
Okay. So this, and your production company makes all kinds of different films, but did this one feel a little bit different for you simply because of your kids?
Yeah, in a lot of ways it did. You know, I put a lot of effort into everything that I do. And making films and doing commercials takes a lot of energy and a lot of coordination. But to put that energy into doing something that I really believe in and really speaks to my children, that definitely made a difference. It was a little more rewarding in some ways.
How did this happen? It's a collaboration, it looks like, through DreamWorks.
How does
all that happen in your industry?
Excuse me. I, over my years in the film industry, I've developed relationships with people who work on the client side. I've developed some reputation for, doing projects like this. It's primarily just knowing people who are looking for the kind of content that you're able to produce. So they reached out to me through another production company and because I had worked with them in the past and we developed the project from there. So,
as a filmmaker and somebody who, I mean, you're looking at films, a writer reads books in a different way than somebody who's not mm-hmm. a writer. A filmmaker, I'm assuming, looks at films in ways very differently than the rest of us schmucks who don't know how to make a film. Have you, and since you're a dad of girls, did you, mm-hmm. have you been more keen to this lack of, I don't know what it is, maybe just an inequality in strong women's roles? Did that shine more for you when you became a dad of girls, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely became more attuned to sort of the way that gender is portrayed, or sexuality or diversity is portrayed in film. That's always been pretty important to me, but it really hit home, you know, once I realized that I was, you know, what my children were consuming really affects how they see themselves in the world. I try to seek out projects that speak to that, but I also try to seek out content or film or movies that, you know, can kind of expand their sense of themselves in the world, or at least give them the power to see themselves empowered young women in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you always a film buff?
You know, to some degree, I was. I grew up in Bemidji. My parents were educators. We were very involved in music. My mom was an English teacher, so I've always loved reading. My sister was an actress for a long time. I was involved in drama and film. Just for me, it sort of was at the center of kind of all of those things. So I really didn't want to keep any of those things I love doing up. So I've always appreciated film. I've always loved the experience of watching a film. And once I started making films, I realized how much I love the process of it and how much collaboration, you know. When you make a film, you really rely on a lot of other people to kind of help you, find your vision, or at least have your vision realized. And a lot of times, I think filmmakers are really insistent that their vision is the only way to do something. And the way that I approach it, it's very collaborative, and my crew members bring something to the film, bring their own perspective to the film. And I think in the same way that I try to find projects that speak to the audience in sort of a diverse way, I really try to have diverse voices on set with me to expand my experience.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no worries.
I did not watch She-Ra, Princess of Power. I don't know. I'm about the same age as you. I don't know if it was on when we were kids, but I kind of missed the mark on that one. But listening to the girls talk about the diversity in the characters and how they could see themselves in those She-Ra roles. Was that something you brought to the table? Was that somebody on your team that's brought that up?
That was really, you know, in speaking with DreamWorks and DreamWorks Animation, that's really something that they wanted to highlight, especially to celebrate International Women's Day. But the kids really, I mean, the kids were real fans. We cast them, but they were actual viewers, and they really loved the show. And it was fun to see how excited they got about it. I didn't realize either how big of a cultural phenomena it was for girls of that age until I met them, and they obviously loved it. So
they were commenting during the 2-minute film. They were just commenting, mm-hmm. and from what I understand, you just sort of put them in a room and just let them be off the cuff.
Yep, totally.
Wow.
We'd prompt them sometimes, but it was all, you know, their excitement was was their own.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What did your daughters think about this film, and particularly the Emmy?
Well, because it was not live this year, it was all sort of put out on social media. I didn't realize that I won it until I could hear my kids upstairs screaming, "Dad, you won!" So that was pretty exciting. It was fun to see them as excited about it as I was. And my youngest daughter, Willa, she really loved, you know, since I did this project, she's really fallen in love with the show and the characters. So that's been fun to see her and to experience that excitement through their eyes.
Yeah. What are you working on right now?
Well, I'm doing a couple projects. They're more commercial based. And it's a strange time to be doing productions because we really try not to get people in a room together, which is kind of needed when you're making films. So I actually directed a couple projects, commercials for Dish Soap. but through my computer screen. So I can see through the camera that's on set through my computer screen. So in my basement in Winona, I can do my work, which is really strange. But still pretty fun.
No kidding. That's fascinating. I didn't think about the fact that people can't be together to create movies and commercials and all the things that sort of feed us in weird ways.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Congratulations on your Emmy. And thanks for thank you for making content that matters and makes an impact on kids, girls and boys. And I know you have to make other content too that just pays the bills.
Right.
Too. But it sounds
like table and food for the soul, right?
Yeah. It sounds like you're really conscientious about the content that you create. I should ask, how did you make the bridge from being a content creator? Now you're a businessman running this company. Was that hard?
In some ways it was hard. When I first started out in film, I worked on the production side of things. So I was a production manager and producer, which makes all the sort of the business arrangements with the crew and with the client. And then I flipped into directing. And I realized that I really wanted that control in how my business was run and how the productions were run. Just because as many years as I've been in the film business right now, I feel like that there's right ways to do things. And I really wanted to do that, for myself. So
very cool. Thinkerfeeler.com. You can go there to check out this short film and a lot of other incredible content that David Brandvik and his team have put together. Thanks, David.
Thanks so much, Katie.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.